We're speaking with John Sedaris from the Wings Life Bait and Tackle in Lyndhurst. And, John, you and your group have been doing fantastic things out there, helping the community out, staying open a few extra hours so people can get what they need. And how have you been handling this pandemic so far?
Because we're considered essential, we're able to stay open with restrictions, of course. Maximum 5 people in the store. We have hand sanitizer at the front, and we also provide curbside service, which only a few people took up on that option, and we do deliver after hours for those folks that can't come into the store. And it depends on the product and service. Certain things we can't do curbside and delivery. We have MNRF licenses, Ministry of Natural Forestry, fishing and hunting licenses. Fishing and hunting is deemed essential, so the folks are coming in getting the fishing and hunting licenses.
And what has changed for you guys over this during this crazy time over the last year?
Everybody's doing stuff local. People that haven't fished in 20 years are out fishing because they're stuck working at home and they need to get their family outdoors. So when they're doing stuff locally and out in the woods or on the water, you're not congregated in the middle of the city in large groups. You're still enjoying your time with your family, with fresh air, and doing stuff that you enjoy that you didn't have a opportunity to do prior to the shutdown. We have the LCBO outlet, so we offer LCBO and beer store products. So it's another drawing card for the village, and folks come here. When they pick up their groceries, they pick up some beer or a bottle of wine for dinner.
What has been one of the biggest, I know there's probably more, but what is one of the biggest challenges that you you and your team have had to face out there?
Trying to limit 5 people in the store. Most customers have been pretty good about waiting outside. It's a little more difficult with the inclement weather, but most of the customers are pretty patient, and things take a bit longer. We renovated the shop, so we're bigger. We have a bigger space now, so we can accommodate for the physical distancing and for new product. And it's difficult to deal with people when everything's so hands-on at the shop. Moccasins, they don't come in half sizes, so people have to try them on. As people, we're tactile, so you want to pick up that decoy, you want to pick up that call, you want to pick up that box of shells or that lure. How do you buy that stuff curbside? You can't. Unless you know exactly what lure you want, it's difficult to buy that curbside.
I know we've covered a lot there, but I just didn't know if you had anything else you wanted to say with what you guys have been doing out there.
Yeah, I appreciate our customers and the local community, and that they've been sort of supporting the shop. So the fact that we're able to stay open and 5 people at a time to come in to do their shopping, whether it's groceries, whether it's alcohol, whether it's fishing and hunting items, it's we appreciate the community support in this.